It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Gardener Supply and Vermont Victory Greenhouses. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
Looking out into my lawn right now, I can see like those tall, feathery grasses. But there's some spots on my lawn that they're shaded because there's a ton of trees there, but the soil is also kind of wetter there too. Any good ideas for ornamental grasses that could go in those spots?
Yeah, you know, we think of ornamental grasses as those tall ones that you were mentioning that have the nice seed heads that blow in the breeze, and those certainly are beautiful. But there's a whole other group of ornamental grasses that are low-growing, about a foot or so tall, which are perfect for a garden if you want to get away from doing all the mulching that so many of us do around our gardens and have just more of a greenscape underneath those plants, whether it be perennials, trees, shrubs. And some of these are good for problem areas, too, that are hard to mow or hard to have anything growing. The first one is the Japanese forest grass. This one's a really nice bunching grass. It's 12 to 18 inches tall. It has kind of a yellow-green color to the leaves, so it really brightens up a spot, especially a part shade spot where you can grow it. It turns kind of a reddish color in the fall, and it's hardy to zone 5, so you have to be a little careful where you grow it in our area. There's a blue-eyed grass that grows 12 to 18 inches tall that likes a well-drained, moist soil, and this one has little white flowers that butterflies like. There's the blue fescues. One of the best ones is Elijah Blue. That one grows 12 inches tall, has that blue kind of coloring to it, that kind of like steel blue coloring. It's hardy to zone 4, it likes a well-drained soil, and it can take some heat. So you can put it in a full sun location and it does okay. And then there are the sedges. I love these groups. This group is called Carex, that's the genus name. And a lot of these like moist soils or dry soils, they grow 12 inches tall. You can get a variegated version called Evergold, a chartreuse covered one called bowls, and then you can get some of the ones that are spreading, which are nice to fill in between plants. The Pennsylvania sedge is hardy to zone 4, likes a moist, shady area. And then there's a Carex brevoir, 12 inches tall. It likes a dry, partly shaded area. This would be a good one underneath some of those big trees where you're wondering what can grow under them. And it's hardy to zone 3. So choosing some of the best ones of these could be a nice combination to make less work for yourself and more beauty in your yard.
Allison in Hyde Park reached out to us, and Allison writes, "This was my first year trying to grow graffiti eggplant. I started them as seeds inside, but then in a new raised bed just after Memorial Day. I got one fruit in August, but the smaller plant stopped producing flowers. What did I do wrong?"
Well, you may not have done anything wrong, Allison, because it's been kind of a wet summer. Eggplants love hot conditions and actually a little bit on the dry side. So I find that the best way to grow eggplants in our climate is in raised beds, where they'll get a little more warmth in the soil, or in containers. Put them in the full sun location. You know, keep them well watered, but make sure that they have really nice warm soil. And try some of the smaller fruited varieties that have long, thin fruits that tend to produce more fruits and produce them quicker than the bigger ones that she was mentioning.
Next question is from Gary in Essex. And Gary writes, "I have 6 white peonies at a gravestone in Essex Junction. The last couple of years, the peony haven't been spectacular at all. Can I take the bulbs out of the ground and somehow rejuvenate them and the soil too?"
Yes, Gary, this is a good time to transplant peonies. Find a full sun location to move them to, dig your holes, have it all ready, and then when you're ready, go over, dig up those peonies, try to get as big of the root system as you can. You might see some of them actually have divisions on them that you can just tease away, and you could do that and create some new plants. But then move that big clump, plant it in the new hole, and it's really important to not plant the crown below 2 inches deep in that hole. Keep them well watered this fall, right into November, even when all the foliage is gone, because the roots are still growing. And hopefully next year, you'll have some flowers.
Any gardening questions for Charlie, just go to vermontpublic.org, search All Things Gardening, and at the bottom of that post, you can submit your question there. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.